Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
My life was sad enough before all this happened, but now it's gotten even worse than I ever thought it could. I've been stuck working at a dead-end job at Arby's for a few years now. I guess I didn't get the right degree or something. Instead, I started working in the same business as my mother. She's been working at Arby's ever since I was little. I always hated seeing her break her back in this grease joint, and from the moment I started working with her, I dreaded getting stuck in the same endless cycle. So I vowed to only work there until I could find a better job. Like I said, however, that was years ago. Now, I'm just some schmuck who works at Arby's and still lives with his mom. Things got worse a few months ago, though. Out of the blue, Arby's corporate contacted my mom and asked her to transfer to some other location in Louisiana, of all places. We live in Houston, so that's a pretty big ask, but apparently...
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There was no other manager available that could handle the absolute catastrophe that was this Arby's. They offered a hefty pay raise and said it would only last a month until they could find a new manager. I still tried to talk my mom out of it, but she wanted the money. I certainly wasn't going to let her do it alone, though. My younger brother had just graduated from high school, so my mom and I put him in charge of watching over the younger kids while we were gone so much. I did all the driving to make it easier on my mom, but God, that commute was hell. Multiple hours both ways to work in one of the worst places in the country. Not to mention the fact that working there made working at the Arby's back in Houston seem like a cakewalk. There's basically nowhere else to eat in a 10-mile radius, so this place was ridiculously busy for being in the middle of nowhere. The customer base was pretty much the bottom of the barrel of human society as well, slinging sandwich after sandwich to an endless sea of fiends who ate it up like nice big crystals of their favorite life-ruining substance. They loitered in and around the shop, moaning and drooling like zombies, pissing and crapping all over the floors all the time, banging on the glass like complete morons because they couldn't figure out how to pull the doors instead of pushing them. Of course, any normal person that came in would be relentlessly harassed for spare change or cigarettes or pills or to just straight up eat the food they just bought. I know this all sounds pretty crass. I wish I had the capacity to feel sorry for them, but I just can't. I spent most of my time thinking about them, worrying if one of them is going to have a violent psychotic episode and flip out on my mom and hurt her. Unsurprisingly, with such a horde of freaks hanging around all the time, the restaurant itself is in horrible condition. I have no idea how the health inspector keeps letting this place stay in business, but on top of the health hazards, we've got workplace hazards as well. Worst of all is the freezer. The thermostat was straight up broken because it gets colder than any other walk-in I've ever experienced. It's like walking straight into the Arctic. It's great for keeping things cold, but I don't even think the rats that lurked around there could bear going in there. Anyone who steps foot in it gets straight up sick from the cold and in about 2 minutes. The door, however, was busted. We used a screwdriver as a prop to keep it cracked open, and sometimes we'd jam a box of cooking oil in it. According to everyone who worked there longer than us, it's been broken for a long time and the owners refused to fix it for whatever reason. Despite multiple work orders being put in for repairs, I worked my tail off in that awful place for the whole month we were supposed to be there. But then we got screwed over and forced to stay longer. By the beginning of the third month, I was a shell of my former self. One evening, I was so drained that my mom took me off grill duty and traded positions with me so I wouldn't burn myself. She knows how to do everything, and I can run a register with my eyes closed. I remember feeling like I was one of the zombies myself as I stood there for the last few hours of my shift, checking out customer after customer, slowly dozing off and getting more and more delirious. In my sleep-deprived state, everything started to feel really weird. I kept hearing this banging sound. It was like how the crazy loiterers would bang on the glass, but it sounded different. I decided to just brush it off, itching to clock out so I could just leave this dump of a place. Eventually, I was startled back to consciousness as my watch went off, telling me it was finally closing time. I realized I was alone in the restaurant. All the customers had left. Even the other employees had gone home early. Plus, it was eerily silent now. I went looking for my mom to see what I could do to help her close, but I couldn't seem to find her. She wasn't in the bathrooms, nor was she in the kitchen. Then it dawned on me. My heart sank as I ran to the freezer and pulled open the door, only to see my worst nightmare realized. My mom was frozen solid. Ever since then, I've lived with the guilt of not opening the door to save her in time. I'm now working back in Houston at least, but it's still at Arby's. I'm hoping the wrongful death lawsuit I'm filing against Arby's corporate will come through with some monetary compensation. They knew full well that the place was a death trap and did nothing about it for years. Still, it'll never bring my mom back. This story was inspired by a tragic incident that went down on May 11th at a Louisiana Arby's. A man named Nguyen Lee and his mother Nuette Lee worked regularly at an Arby's in Houston, but relocated to Louisiana for a month at the fast food chain's request. The Louisiana assignment was extended, and her son Nguyen relocated there as well so he could work with his mom. During one of the shifts, the mom was stuck behind the freezer due to the door being broken, and eventually froze to death before her son could find her. The Lee family has since filed a lawsuit against Arby's, alleging that the store's freezer door had been broken since August of 2022, and that employees used a screwdriver to open and close the door, and even used a box of oil to help keep the freezer door open. I know I'm getting older, and I've seen a lot of strange, crazy things happen in my life, but this has got to be the tale that takes the cake. I was driving home late at night from a house party, and I knew I would have to stop somewhere to get something to eat, as the party was sorely lacking in food for the guests. After 2 glasses of wine on an empty stomach, I really needed something to eat. But the longer I drove on, the more I realized there wasn't much of anything that was still open. Then, finally, I saw a Sonic on the side of the road. I personally wasn't the biggest fan of Sonic, but I was pretty desperate, so I pulled up to the drive-in area and parked my car. I began to make my way inside and instantly started second-guessing my decision. I looked around, and all I saw were a bunch of creepy, worn-out people even older than me, sitting in this dingy and outdated diner area that clearly hadn't been renovated since the 90s. As soon as I stepped foot inside, they all stopped eating and stared directly at me, like I just walked in on some sort of secret meeting. They all seemed to have the same crazed, wide-eyed expression too, like they escaped from a mental asylum together and were hiding out here. None of them even said a word, not to me and not to each other. It was so quiet that I could hear a pin drop. I was worried about getting chopped up into hot dogs for interrupting their weird cult activity. That or I was the only decent looking woman they'd ever seen. Either way, I knew I should do my business and get the hell out of there. So I went up to the counter to order. I was met by an employee who was just as leathery and creepy as the customers, and who also wouldn't say anything to greet me but was okay with staring at me with a complete lack of emotion in his eyes.
Excuse me, can I order a hot dog?
How long do you like it?
As he said his suggestive little joke, he stretched his lips into the widest, most unsettling smile I have ever seen. It was really just bone-chilling. I wasn't sure if he was being serious or not, but I felt like he wasn't.
I didn't know hot dogs came in different sizes. What size do you have?
Just the size I was born with.
Really? Do you want to lose your job? Make me a goddamn hot dog before I call the cops and report you for harassment.
Maybe you do fit in with us. One hot dog coming right up. Just need the payment first, ma'am.
Here.
The weird Sonic employee then disappeared into the back to make my hot dog, leaving me alone with the people in the diner. As I stood there, I could feel all their eyes on my back. I turned around to look at them, and sure enough, they were all glaring directly at me. I was honestly worried at first that they weren't even real people. They just looked like soulless robots to chew and stare at customers that ordered here.
What? What are you looking at? Just mind your own business and leave me alone!
No matter what I said, they wouldn't budge. I then got startled when I heard a voice saying,
"Here's your hot dog, ma'am."
I snatched the bag out of his hand and stormed out of there at last. I got in my car and locked the door immediately. I took a moment to myself before driving off so I could calm down from everything that had happened. But then out of nowhere, the creep came running up to my car and banging on my window.
Hey, open up! Give me that hot dog!
I burned rubber driving out of there before he could break my window. I had no idea what in the world he wanted from me, but I wasn't trying to find out. I put some distance between me and that place at some pretty unsafe speed before I finally calmed down to a reasonable state of mind. That's when I remembered how on the verge of starving I was, so I reached over to my passenger seat and pulled the hot dog out of the bag so I could eat while driving. The first few bites were honestly pretty good, although I'm pretty sure anything would have tasted like the food of the gods because of how hungry I was. Of course, something went terribly wrong halfway through. I bit down right into a piece of plastic, which I obviously wasn't expecting, but it wasn't just a scrap from the kitchen. When I punctured it with my teeth, this bitter, powdery substance spilled out into my mouth. I gagged and threw the hot dog on the floorboard, then tried spitting everything out. But whatever the stuff was immediately coated my entire mouth. I found a bottle of water in my car and rinsed some of it out, but I could still taste it. It was overpowering and my mouth was starting to go numb. I knew that I would have to drive home and hope I would be okay. I don't remember most of the drive that night. I do recall feeling very wrong and woozy by the time I pulled into my driveway. The last thing I remember was thinking that my brake pedal wasn't working, so I slammed down on it as hard as I could, which sent me flying forward so fast that I plowed straight through my garage door into the back wall. I passed out from the impact and woke up the next morning. I felt like I was hungover, except I didn't drink or anything. When I fully regained consciousness, I immediately called the police and reported the hot dog I ate from that Sonic. A little while later, I found out that the sketchy Sonic employee I had made the order with had accidentally dropped an entire baggie of his stuff inside my hot dog, which explained why he ran after me as soon as I walked out, and why I felt so strange after eating it. This story was inspired by an incident that happened to a female customer at a Sonic fast food venue in New Mexico. The woman ordered a Coney, which was a hot dog topped with chili and melted cheese at the drive-thru. She then made a disturbing discovery when she bit into it and found out that she was biting into a plastic bag filled with powder. She immediately called the authorities, which resulted in the arrest of the Sonic employee, Jeffrey Salazar, who is now facing a felony charge for the undisclosed substance. In the company's surveillance footage, Jeffrey can be seen frantically searching the kitchen area as if he lost something, but was unaware it had accidentally ended up in a customer's hot dog.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Dude, is the camera on? I need to eat.
But you ate 1 minute ago.
I'm not talking about your dump truck. I'm talking about the McDonald's in front of me, saggy nuts. I know you did, but I'm talking about the buffet we were at 5 minutes ago. Don't patronize me, boy. I'm gonna eat anything and everything.
Does that mean I get a second round and can't remove the pearls
from my... Shut up and film me, Mr. Tic Tac.
All right. Take one. Action.
I'm not fat. I'm just big boned. That means I was born with a rare condition where my body is able to absorb calcium at a high efficiency. Thus, which is why I'm slightly larger than the average male. But to the average layman, I'm obese. But those fools know nothing about me. To me, they're all just a bunch of keyboard warriors that probably live in their mom's basement, typing away and trying to throw shade at every chance they get. But he cannot throw shade at a man whose shadow is much larger than him. For instance, the internet likes to assume I'm a lazy lard who enjoys eating fast food more than I like to spend time with my loved ones, which is accurate, but everything else they said is a blatant lie. I'm more than just a fast food eater. I'm a mukbanger, an internet sensation, a nationwide global star, an icon that all the food gobbling content creators look up to and aspire to be like. Well, look up to if they could see past my belly. And to all the online trolls and clout chasing insects, you wish you had a body like mine. You wish you could eat this much food and still be able to maintain a body looking this good. All of you are a bunch of jealous, no good brats who wish you could be me. They sometimes called me a whale, but I personally took it as a compliment, as this is royalty in the kingdom of water, as a lion is at land. And now, all the youngins want to be like me, and not like Mike. I love my food quantity by the dozens, quadrupled. Even that guy from the movie Super Size Me has nothing on me. I like filming myself eat as the masses watch what greatness is supposed to look like. I may not be the goat, but I bet I can eat any goat hole. I like to take my talents from Burger King and join McDonald's. I'm able to draw millions of people from around the world who look at me as the greatest talent to ever grace the earth's fast food joints. It was like I was born with 20 stomachs. There's not another mukbanger on this earth near the realms of my caliber. Not Matt Stoney. Not your wife. No one. Me. Me. Me! I usually conducted my mukbangs in the comfort of my own home, but unfortunately went over my credit card limit. That meant that I had to do the most dreadful walk there, which was the first workout I did in years. I was completely drenched in sweat and exhausted by the time I made it to the McDonald's, which was just across the street from where I lived, not even a minute away. I remember buying the usual to conduct my mukbang, which usually consisted in the entire menu, like the Big Macs, McDoubles, McChickens, McNuggets, anything that had a Mick before it, of course, topped with extra large fries. I made sure to not break the forbidden mukbang rule, and to always supersize everything on sight. Hell, I even included a Happy Meal for crying out loud.
Anything else, sir?
Do you have any footlongs?
This isn't Subway, sir. This is McDonald's.
I wasn't talking about the sub, you idiot! I would then sit by the back of the restaurant and await my order, while wailing like a big adolescent baby as I was extremely impatient and just wanted my damn food to arrive already. I want my McDonald's now! If I don't get my McDonald's at this very second, I will take my talents back to Burger King! By the time the stupid employee came back and forth several times with my food, I decided to conduct the mukbang here, since I was not down to carry all the food back home, since I wasn't trying to do any heavy lifting. With the exception of lifting food up to my mouth, of course, and other things behind closed doors. By the time I finished, I had to take the biggest dump ever. I squeezed into the bathroom stall and went to work. After a smelly 10 minutes, the most disturbing thing imaginable happened to me. I was stuck in the bathroom stall. I tried to get up to wipe, but couldn't budge. It was like Arthur pulling the sword from the stone, except it was my butt from the toilet, and I was definitely no Arthur. Help! Someone help me! Oh gosh, let me call Josh.
damn it! Oh no, 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 no! Help! After an hour of constant yelling and bowel movements, the washroom was flooded with crap, and it didn't look like anyone was ever going to rescue me anytime soon. To the greatest muckbanger ever, you were not fat, you were just big boned.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.